Teletubbies are up in arms today about the Teletubbies.
Fans of Teletubbies?
Just people are up in arms about the Teletubbies today.
Aren't Teletubby fans like infants, like toddlers?
Or they could be 25.
Oh, you grew up watching it and now you're pissed.
Yeah. So they made a PSA about getting the vaccine.
Okay.
So I guess people are upset about that. Not really upset about that. They're more upset about what the card looks like. So they showed their vaccination card.
Mm-hmm.
And people are up in arms about that. So here's what Tinky Winky's vaccination card looks like.
Okay.
And you see Tinky Winky.
Yeah, he's purple and he's holding his vaccination card and it says Tinky Winky, his name and age and all that.
And and his shot that he got, where he got it from, the dates he got it. Now look at his birthday.
How old is he? I can't see.
It says 2/20/03.
Okay.
How is that possible? Tinky Winky was on TV in 1997.
Oh.
So how is he born in 03?
Listen, celebrities lie about their age.
But you can't lie about your age on that card. That card, it isn't a lie. But we know the facts. I know in 1997, I turned on the TV and there was Tinky Winky.
Maybe it was a different Tinky Winky and this is the replacement Tinky Winky. You know what I mean? Like, Bewitched the two Darrens,
right?
You know, or I had this boyfriend that every dog he had, they named Bootsy. So that way, when the dog died, the kids didn't get upset. And then he got older and he was like, I had Bootsy was like 36. It's like, there's no way that's possible. So he realized that he had like five Bootsies. Yeah. So this is Tinky Winky died a long time ago. This is a different Tinky. Or they replaced him because who knows why.
I don't know, because I think he's lying about his age. But anyway, so I went down this whole Teletubbies rabbit hole today.
This was a good use of your time. Uh-huh.
This is. And okay, follow me here. This is the rabbit hole I went down. So I said, well, where is the Teletubbies PSA? Because I want to see it. But you really can't find it. It's more like just photos.
Okay.
It is on their Twitter page. Oh my God, the Teletubbies have a Twitter page. So now
discovered this? Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Why would I follow the Teletubbies on?
Because everybody has Twitter. Everyone's on Twitter.
Then I got to find out who the Teletubbies follow.
Oh God.
Because they follow 168 people.
Okay.
So how cool is it that the Teletubbies follow you?
They follow me?
No. I'm just saying, if they followed you, that would be awesome. But
Tara Reid follows me.
But not the Teletubbies. I mean, that's something you put on your
Britney
resume.
Spears follows me.
That's something. I mean, that's
it's not the Teletubbies. It's a very good point.
The Teletubbies. So who do they follow? Who do they keep up with? That's the bigger news.
I'm glad you delved into that and did a little investigative journalism there. So who do they follow?
Kylie Jenner.
Interesting. The Teletubbies follow Kylie Jenner. That's how important she is. Wow. Okay.
She's number two on the list. I mean, it's Tyler Oakley is number one.
Of course. Right. YouTube. Right.
And then Kylie Jenner and then Robert Downey Jr.
The Teletubbies follow Robert Downey Jr.?
I guess they like Iron Man.
Interesting.
Susan Mann. I don't know who that is. A working mother of three.
Just a person.
But she's got three kids. And, oh my God, the Teletubbies follow mom.
That's pretty impressive. If you're that kid and you're like, wow, the Teletubbies, like the most famous people in my world, follow my mother. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, the radio company Odyssey, they follow them.
Weird.
That's like following iHeart.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's very weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
LGBTQ Nation, they follow.
Of course they do, as well they should.
The Advocate. They follow.
Right. The Advocate. Do they follow Out Magazine also?
I don't know. They follow GLAAD.
Oh, good. Okay, that's good.
Tom Hiddleston.
Of course. Well, listen, when he was dating Taylor Swift, everybody started following him. So they just they just hung on since then.
That's what it is.
Unless they like Loki. Maybe they're into Listen, they do follow Robert Downey Jr. They might be Marvel fans.
This girl named Jessica Smith, she's the first proud sun baby in the Teletubbies. She was the sun baby.
She was the first sun baby. Wow.
And she's got a Twitter page, and she's not verified. How can the sun baby not be verified?
Listen, neither are we. It's a Twitter makes no sense whatsoever.
Okay, RuPaul. And
that's interesting. Wait, the Teletubbies follow RuPaul? You should have led with that.
And RuPaul's Drag Race. So they're watching the Drag Race. that blows me away. Yep. A toddler sense, which you would figure they would follow.
At least follow one toddler thing.
Right. BBC Children in Need. That's
really nice.
Very
okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to give me all 168 people they follow?
Yes. Okay. Now that you said,
let me get a cup of coffee. Let me
now
sit
that
back.
You said that, yes. Noggin, which is a Nickelodeon thing.
I think that was the channel they were on.
So they follow it.
They should. That's who's paying them.
Anna Action. She's a voice person. I guess she voices something in
one of the Teletubbies, I'm guessing.
Right. Nick Jr. They follow it.
Right. Again, that's their channel.
And so on. So it's just, it's a lot of people that you go, RuPaul and Emma Button. I don't know who that is.
Emma Button? Bunton?
Yeah, Bunton. There you go.
Emma Button. You don't know who Emma Bunton is?
No, I don't know who that is.
I'll give you a hint. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want. I'll tell you what you want, what you really, really want.
So well, of course, because they all speak that.
Do you know which one? Do you know which Spice Girl she is?
Emma. Yeah, she's the Hot Spice.
Close.
Beauty Spice. I don't know. Which one? She's the blonde one.
Yes. Well, yeah, she's blonde now. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't. What was her name?
Well, think about it. It's a Teletubby. So what is it? What is she? Baby Spice.
Gun to my head, I wouldn't know. My only Spice Girl story I have is there, there was a guy. He was the Virgin Records rep.
Okay. His name now, when you say that, you mean from the label Virgin, he wasn't the only guy who worked at the record label who was a virgin.
Oh, Gary Gratzer was far from a virgin.
Okay, because the way you phrased it sounded like he was a virgin.
No. Gary Gratzer was 800 years old. Put it this way. His brother played drums in a band from the 80s.
Okay.
From REO Speedwagon. This is the guy from REO Speedwagon's brother. And Gary Gratzer was 900 years old, and he was a record rep. He would only give you directions to places by strip clubs. You go down the street and you see that strip club, you take a left. Then you go to. So Gary Gratzer calls me up one day and says, "You want to go with me to the airport? Why? I got to pick up the Spice Girls." And I didn't know who they were. He didn't know who they were.
They weren't famous yet here.
They weren't famous, but they were coming into the States. So he wanted me to go with them to pick them up. And I'm like, so there are a bunch of young girls in a limo with you. No, thank you. I think I'll pass.
You said no?
I said no. Yeah.
What?
Because it's Gratzer. God only knows
right
what's going to come out of his mouth.
You were going to get in trouble. You were sure you were going to get in trouble somehow.